大家好，我是杨林，欢迎来到这期的美语训练班。
大家好，我是 Kat。 今天的节目中，我们要去看看如何求职写简历。
Well, I just graduated from college, so I don't have much work experience.
聊聊三振出局。
Three strikes, you're out!
要去参加一次销售人员的头脑风暴，还要告诉大家用美语怎么说美容觉。
嗯，不错嘛 Kat, 周围有进步哦。
谢谢。其实我发现学语言最好的就是多听多练，比如学英语吧，就应该多听听我们的美语训练班。
哎呀，怎么节目一开始你就做成广告了
啊？你怎么不配合我呀？ Come on. All right, time for the real class. Let's go to our first episode. Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Catch 22.Catch is spelled C-A-T-C-H. Catch 22.
Catch 22就是 catch 这个词后面加上阿拉伯数字 22, 意思是无法解决的难题，左右为难的局面。刚毕业的大学生不好找工作。
The college graduates find themselves in a typical catch 22 situation, where employers won't hire them because they lack experience. But without that first job, they can't get experience.
大学毕业生面临的就是这种无法摆脱的困境，雇主都不愿意雇缺乏工作经验的新人，可是找不到第一份工作，经验就无从谈起。在城市发展中，常会出现这样的现象。
Retailers are hesitant to invest in areas where there aren't sufficient consumers, but many people also don't want to move to areas where retailers are not easily accessible. That's the catch-22 of urban development.
零售商不愿意去消费者少的地方投资，大家又不愿意搬到买东西不方便的地方去，这就是城市发展的一个两难困境。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Catch 22, Catch 22, Catch
22. 哎，我真有同感。 Fresh college graduates often face a common catch 22. 公司都要有经验的人，可是没有第一份工作，经验又从哪里来呢？
That's why a lot of people get part-time jobs while attending college. Working part-time helps pay for tuition, and you can get some real-world experience.
可惜啊，我当时上大学光学习了，没出去好好积攒经验。所以在我找工作的时候 ,I got stuck in the same catch-22 situation. This episode hits close to home.
But it turned out fine in the end.你看，你现在不是有幸和著名节目主持人，我一起主持节目吗？
好吧，著名节目主持人。不过大家可能还不知道我刚才说的 close to home 是什么意思，在今天的 Words and Idioms 里，我们就来学学这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第960讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我刚刚从一个采访现场回来，我们的嘉宾介绍了他有关中东地区冲突的一本新书。拍摄完成后，我注意到摄像师的情绪好像特别低落，我这才想起他是退伍军人，在战场上失去过很多战友，一定是刚才嘉宾谈到战场上的伤亡勾起了他很多痛苦的回忆。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
close to home. Close is spelled C-L-O-S-E and home, H-O-M-E. Close to home.
Close to home 这个短语跟家其实没有什么关系，它的意思是触及痛处。上面的例子里，新书作者谈到中东冲突的惨状，触及了摄影师心里深层的记忆。
For him, they were close to home.
对摄像师来说，这段采访触及了他的痛处。下面的例子里，我们的法律记者要带我们去看一个叫做 MADD 的组织，咱们来去听听是怎么回事。
MADD is an organization committed to stopping drunk driving and supporting victims of this terrible crime. It was started in 1980 by a mother who had strong feelings about such issues. Her daughter had been killed by a repeat drunk driver. As with many of MAD's members, this tragedy is very close to home.
这段话是说，反对醉驾母亲协会这个组织致力于防止醉酒驾车，并帮助遭遇不幸的受害者。一位母亲1980年创建了这个组织，她女儿就是被一名多次醉酒驾车的人撞死的。对于这个组织的成员来说，他们每个人都对这类悲剧有着切身的感受。
MAD 这个组织的全称是 Mothers Against Drunk Driving， 所以缩写是 MADD。对于这位母亲来说
，The issue of drunk driving is close to home since her own daughter was killed by a drunk driver。
她对醉酒驾车的害处深有感触，因为她女儿就是被一名醉酒驾车的人撞死的。正是由于这个协会的努力，美国对酒驾的容忍度变小了，惩罚也更为严厉。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
MADD is an organization committed to stopping drunk driving and supporting victims of this terrible crime. It was started in 1980 by a mother who had strong feelings about such issues.Her daughter had been killed by a repeat drunk driver. As with many of MAD's members, this tragedy is very close to home.
你有没有过这种经历呢？有时候别人无意中说的一句话，做的一件事，谈论的某个话题，都会触及你的痛处。下面例子里的这名父亲在跟儿子谈话时就遇到了这样的情形，我们来听听看。
I wondered what my son was laughing about. He was watching a competition show on TV involving severely heavy people trying to lose weight. I explained to my son how I felt hurt. It was too close to home. I had been very overweight growing up, and I remembered all the ridicule I suffered years ago.
这段话是说呢，我正纳闷我儿子在笑什么，原来他是在看一个电视真人秀节目，讲的是很多严重肥胖的人比赛减肥。我告诉儿子说，他触及了我的痛处，因为我小的时候就特别胖，我清楚地记得原来怎样受到别人的嘲笑。
这确实挺难受的，不过这位爸爸正好利用这个机会教育自己的孩子怎么面对与自己不一样的人。在这里我们还可以在这个短语前面加上动词 hit, H-I-T, hit. To hit close to home 也是一样的意思。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I wondered what my son was laughing about. He was watching a competition show on TV involving severely heavy people trying to lose weight.I explained to my son how I felt hurt. It was too close to home. I had been very overweight growing up, and I remembered all the ridicule I suffered years ago.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 close to home， 意思是触及痛处。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。
Oh my gosh, this episode hits close to home again. 我原来就是个小胖墩儿，所以一上生物课讲到脂肪那一段，我就紧张，怕同学笑我。
Oh, you poor thing.
可现在你不已经苗条了？
嗯哼哼。可是想到以前的胖墩儿经历，还是觉得 close to home 触及痛处。不过话说，我昨天在报纸上看到，每天保证9个小时的睡眠，还可以减肥耶。
That's actually true.
也许这就是大家说的美容觉的功效吧。
嗯，没错。在下面的 How to say it 里面，我们就要来看看这个美容觉用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是露露要问的美容觉。
Hey, Lulu, I haven't seen you in ages. How's it going?
很好，很好，就是工作太忙。How are you doing?
I'm good. Speaking of which, some of us are going to karaoke tonight. You've got to come with us.
我想去，但我明天得见一个大客户。我们又是公关公司，得保持好形象。所以我今天得早点回家，睡个美容觉。
Beauty sleep? You don't need beauty sleep, Lulu. You are always beautiful.
哈，原来美容觉就是 beauty sleep, 真好记。说真的，前一段时间为了搞定这个大客户，我整天加班，睡也睡不好，所以我得回家补补觉。对了，这个补觉用美语要怎么说呀？
Let me see. You can say you need to catch up on some Z's. Here we use the capital letter Z. It refers to the sound you make when you're asleep. You know?
哈哈哈，太形象了。Catch up on some Z's 就是补觉的意思。那睡得不踏实，翻来覆去又要怎么说呢？
We call that toss and turn. Toss is spelled T-O-S-S. Toss and turn, T-U-R-N. Toss and turn. 这个词组的意思就是辗转反侧，难以入眠。
我最近因为要给这个客户写商业计划，老是睡不好。I've been tossing and turning all night.
Oh, poor girl. You know what? I think you need to go home and get some shut-eye. We will hang out some other time.
Wait, get some shut-eye? 这难道是休息眼睛的意思吗？
It's close. Actually, to get some shut-eye also means to catch up on some sleep. 也就是睡觉的意思。
Okay, I will go home now and get a 10-hour sleep.
Sounds good. Before you go, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，美容觉叫做 beauty sleep. 第二，补觉可以说 catch up on some Z's, 或者是 get some shut eye. 第三，辗转反侧叫做 toss and turn.
让我也来造个句。I went to 3 parties this week, so I really need to catch up on some Z's this weekend.
什么？你这个礼拜去了三个 party， 怎么没叫上我？
你不是下周有一个重要的面试吗？ I thought you would be home preparing.
Yeah, actually I was. Gosh, finding a new job can be really stressful.
对啊，找工作真不容易。相信原来我找工作的时候，在第一步写简历上就卡壳了。在今天的美语三级跳里面，我们就要来学学如何变成文字杀手，让你的简历别出心裁。
Ooh, we need this. 我们赶快来听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找工作单元的初级课程。Toby 刚刚大学毕业，急着找工作，不过他遇到了一个大问题，我们一起来听听看。
Hi, Toby, how are you doing? You don't look very well.
Hey, Denise, I'm just sad because I can't find a job.
Yeah, it's hard to find a job right now. You need to have a really great resume.
That's the problem. I don't have a resume yet.
Really? That's okay. I'll help you make one.
Oh, 原来Toby 目前最大的障碍啊，是没有一份出色的 resume, R-E-S-U-M-E, resume, 简历。
Yes, Winnie, without a resume, he can't find a job. That's why he said he's upset.
不过啊 ,Denise 真够朋友的，立刻主动提出愿意帮助 Toby 给他支支招，写出一份好简历。
First, I need you to tell me what kind of experience you have.
Well, I just graduated from college, so I don't have much work experience.
Did you have any part-time jobs in college?
Well, I worked at the campus bookstore one day per week.
Great! You can say you have lots of sales experience.
So, Winnie, how does Toby describe his work experience?
他说自己刚刚大学毕业，没什么工作经验。不过他以前曾经在学校书店有个 part-time job, 打过零工，一个礼拜上一天班。
Exactly. Students have to study a lot, so usually they don't have time for full-time jobs.
不过啊 ,Denise 好像是个写简历的老手呢，他特别懂得写简历的秘诀。
And what's that?
一个字,吹。写简历的时候啊，最忌讳谦虚了。 虽然 Toby 一个礼拜只上一天班，可 Denise 却让他在简历里写自己有 extensive experience in sales， 有丰富的销售经验。
So, Toby, can you tell me exactly what you did at the bookstore?
There wasn't much work for me to do, so I just played on the internet all day.
Oh, so you have strong computer skills. What else did you do?
I also talked with my coworkers a lot.
Great! Strong communication and people skills.
So, Winnie, did you hear what Toby did at his job?
他说啊，书店那份工作其实很悠闲，没什么事可做，所以呢，他就成天上网。
Right, but I'm not sure he should put that on his resume.
这个啊，您就别担心啦。没听 Denise 说吗？在网上瞎逛啊，代表 good computer skills， 擅长使用电脑。哎，你看这牛吹的。
I agree. What else did Toby do at his job?
他还老跟同事聊天。不过啊，这到了 Denise 嘴里，这也成了优点呢，叫做 good communication and people skills， 良好的沟通和人际交往能力。我看啊，等这份简历写出来，连 Toby 自己都不敢相信自己竟然真的这么出色呢。
All right, now tell me about your educational experience.
I majored in English.
Well, did you learn anything about business when you were at college?
When I graduated, I sold some of my books to a friend.
Perfect. You have done some sales and have experience in customer service.
Wow, I never realized I had so much work experience.
Toby 在大学的专业是英文，这么说，他应该没有学过什么商业管理的知识吧
？That's true. But did he learn about business in another way?
我可不觉得。不过啊，这 Denise 真是很会扯哎。他听说 Toby 在毕业的时候把几本旧书卖给了朋友，就说他有 sales and customer service experience， 有销售和客户服务经验。
Well, do you think this resume will help Toby get some interviews?
简历啊写得这么唬人，得到面试的机会八成没问题。不过啊，等用人单位发现 Toby 只是在简历上吹牛的时候，大概就离炒他鱿鱼不远了。
这个简历可真有点唬人。Denise 听说 Toby 曾经在书店打零工，就写上了 extensive experience in sales， 丰富的销售经验。玩电脑变成了 strong computer skills， 擅长使用电脑，而跟同事聊天竟然是 good communication and people skills， 良好的沟通和人际交往能力，这牛吹的连边儿都没了。
That is a little bit too much. But in the business world, you really do need to know how to sell yourself. With a resume like this, I bet Toby can at least make it out to a real interview.
Yeah, that's true. 找工作是第一步。要是真的进入商业界，诚信很重要，不过啊，销售技巧也特别重要。在今天的 Business Etiquette 里面，销售人员继续进行他们的 brainstorm 头脑风暴，我们赶快来听听看。
礼节美语。
公司副总裁 Lisa 找到销售部经理 Frank 商量如何提高产品销量。
What about our pricing? Are we competitive?
Actually, we are roughly 15% more expensive than our closest competitors. But it's going to be hard to cut costs any further, seeing as how we are already operating on a very slim margin.
There are always ways to cut costs. We just have to think outside the box. Perhaps we should consider relocating one of our factories to a more cost-efficient country.
We can also talk to our vendors about where they place our products.Perhaps if they're placed in a more prominent location in stores, they'll catch the eye of more customers.
在价格方面 ,Frank 说他们的产品比竞争对手高出大约 15%, 但要想进一步削减成本恐怕很难，因为他们本来就没有多少利润。
We are already operating on a very slim margin.
Lisa 说要降低成本一定有办法，必须
think outside the box.
用创造性思维。比如考虑把工厂迁到成本更低廉的地方去。Frank 说，也可以看看销售商能否把产品放在商店里更显眼的地方。
Catch the eye of more customers.
吸引更多顾客的注意。
Would it help if we offered a mega sale to clear out some of our inventory? We might not make a lot of money, but we might gain some brand awareness.
That's a great idea. Getting people talking about our brand would be a big boost.
Are we harnessing the power of social network websites?
What do you mean?
I mean like setting up a Facebook page or using Twitter. It's free to get online and set up an account. We might as well take advantage of these opportunities.
Lisa 建议清仓甩卖，增加
brand awareness
品牌的知名度。此外，也不能忽视社交网站的力量。
We should harness the power of social network websites. Harness is spelled H-A-R-N-E-S-S. Harness.
Harness 是驾驭的意思。Lisa 说，公司可以在 Facebook、脸谱网和 Twitter 推特网上开账户，免费利用这些网站做宣传。Lisa 继续说。
Another idea is for us to reevaluate where we are spending our advertising dollar.
Right now, we break it down between all the major media outlets. Television advertising gets 45% of our budget, 30% goes to print media, 20% goes to radio, and 5% goes towards advertising online.
I think we should boost our online advertising. Online ads are cheap, and they can reach a much wider audience.
All right, I'll ask the ad department to make the changes.
If we can implement these new ideas by the end of this quarter, we might be able to reverse our sales slide and put ourselves in position for a major rebound come next year.
That would be great.
Lisa 还主张在
advertising dollar
广告开支的分配上进行调整，增加互联网广告投入，因为在网上做广告不仅便宜，而且能够
reach a much wider audience
能让更多的人看到。他说，如果能在这个季度结束之前把这些措施落实的话，公司就可能
reverse our sales slide
扭转销售量下滑的趋势，为明年销量翻身做准备。销售人员建议进行一次 mega sale 清仓大甩卖，以此 raise brand awareness增加品牌的知名度。此外，还要 harness the power of social networking website， 重视社交网站的力量。这样一来啊，销售准能上去。
These are all really great tips, especially the one about social networking websites.
That's true. 好了，现在咱们是不是该换个话题，轻松一下啦？一起来听今天的体育美语。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic.We are here for American Sports English.
Hey, Yangchen, could you give me those baseball tickets? What's the problem, Yangchen?
Problem? No problem.
Okay, good.
I just didn't bring them.
You don't have the tickets.
Hey, but we can show our IDs.
This is the third time you've forgotten to bring tickets to the game.
Second time.
Third time.You know, Yangchen, you aren't allowed to be in charge of bringing the tickets anymore.
Oh, Patrick, please give me another chance. I'm going to cry.
Enough. That's three strikes, Yangchen. You're out.
你说什么呀? Three strikes, you are out. 我不懂。
Look, Yangchen, how many baseball games do I need to take you to?
A lot.
Apparently so. Well, look, in baseball, a strike is when the batter misses the ball.Okay, so the pitcher throws the ball to him, and he either swings and misses, or he just watches the ball pass. So the umpire, 裁判, U-M-P-I-R-E, yells, strike! Or, actually, to be more exciting, sometimes he'll say, strike!
天哪,我怎么没听过那个 umpire, U-M-P-I-R-E, 喊 strike?
Well, Yangchen, it's because you're always at the snack bar.During the game.
Well, 这个 three strikes, you are out 和我有什么关系?
Okay, well, I'll tell you. In American English, we have the general saying, three strikes and you're out, to express when someone has not corrected a problem after three failed chances.
其实我知道 three strikes, you are out, 是棒球里的三振出局。如果一个人同样的错误犯三次
Three strikes, you're out!
See, Kat, aren't you grateful you have such a nice co-host? No matter how many strikes, I would never tell you you're out.
啊，什么 strike 啊？那没问题，我和同学们一起进步。
All right. 好了，这次的节目时间就到这里。这次的剪辑是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
See you later.